Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mid-50s. It's clouds for Saturday. A few showers late morning into the afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s. Mid-80s on Sunday under partly sunny skies. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
You're waking up this early morning to 44 degrees in our nation's capital, where the time now on WTOP is 2:59.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good Friday morning. It is April 26th. Welcome in. Dean Lane. Coming up this early, 3 a.m. hour for you on WTOP. Protesters at GW University set up an encampment in support of the people of Gaza. The Washington Commanders take LSU quarterbacks Jaden Daniels with the second overall pick in the NFL draft.
A major nightlife district gets an early bird curfew under an emergency order. At National Harbor, I'm John Dobin.
A service of remembrance for the 7 World Central Kitchen workers killed in Gaza. This is Kyle Cooper.
Good morning. Welcome in. 3 o'clock on WTOP.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. An appeals court has overturned Harvey Weinstein's sex crimes conviction in New York. His lawyer, Arthur Idala.
What the Court of Appeals, the highest court in the greatest state, in the greatest country, said today is that, yes, no one is above the law, but no one is below the law either.
Supreme Court justices heard 2.5 hours of arguments about former President Donald Trump's claim he has total presidential immunity. The hearing concerns the case charging that Trump tried to manipulate the 2020 election. CBS News chief legal correspondent Jan Crawford says the justices seem to underline the ramifications of the case extend far beyond the 2024 election.
Justice Kavanaugh talking about that. Justice Alito saying, you know, this the specter of prosecuting former presidents, you know, look, we see that, you know, if we look around the world and you'll see people, you know, they throw them in jail after they, you know, lose an election. And so that, you know, could be kind of fundamentally undermining our democracy. But again, you also had the other side with other justices, again, emphasizing, but no president is above the law.
The NFL draft got underway last night.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams. Quarterback, Southern California.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell on ESPN. Student protests over the Israel-Hamas war continue on college campuses tonight. There were arrests across the country, as CBS Texas reporter Jason Allen explains.
Campus crackdown at Atlanta's Emory University. Police tore down tents erected this morning, and some appear to be tased by police. Some students and faculty were led away in handcuffs.
The University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony because of the ongoing demonstrations. Some schools have also banned encampments and moved final exams to new locations. A high school athletic director in Maryland has been arrested and charged with using artificial intelligence to get his principal falsely accused of racism. CBS News reporter Michael Toscano.
Dezon Darien was in trouble with the principal of Pikesville High School over his work performance and a theft investigation. He learned his contract would not be renewed. Baltimore County detectives say Darien used artificial intelligence to create a recording using samples of the principal's voice.
We need ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag.
That made it sound as if the principal was disparaging black students and Jews.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WTOP at 3:03. Good Friday morning, April 26, 2024. Welcome in. It'll be mostly sunny, quite nice today, 62 to 67 for the high, according to Veronica. You're waking up to 44 degrees in Washington right now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. We thank you for taking us along for your early 3 a.m. hour ride. Hundreds of students and faculty from schools across the region is where we begin gathering on the campus of George Washington University on Thursday to protest against the war in Gaza, while university leadership said the encampment of people there would need to be out by 7 p.m. last night, Thursday night. We hear protesters are still out there this Friday morning. 7 News reporter Carl Willis says the crowd has thinned out, but the protesters are still out there and apparently don't plan to leave anytime soon.
There are still protesters, still tents, that entire encampment still in place even after that 7 p.m. stop time that the university wanted to enforce and alerted the protesters they would be enforcing. But that 7 p.m. deadline came and went. They are still here. It started with about 50 students, we're told, on GW's campus and 20 tents, but it grew much larger than that.
The school says it's working with D.C. police this morning to determine how to best address the situation and ensure student compliance. WTOP at 3:04. A new era this morning for the Washington Commanders, about to begin with the second overall pick in the draft. The Commanders selected LSU quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels. Here's WTOP's Rob Woodfork, and he's what he has to say about the pick this morning.
He was the best player in college football last season, plain and simple. We talked a lot about it in the D.C. Sports Huddle. He's the most complete quarterback in this draft. A lot of draft experts have said that. You know, some would even take him ahead of Caleb Williams. So he's productive. He's got all the intangibles you want. So he's a worthy face of the franchise, in my opinion, for the Washington Commanders at a period in which they really need it.
D.C. native and USC quarterback Caleb Williams went number one overall to the Chicago Bears. 3:05 Friday morning on WTOP. An emergency declaration in Prince George's County means National Harbor will be off limits to kids who are not with an adult. WTOP's John Doman has more on their strict curfew taking effect this weekend at the Nightlife Hub.
Kids 16 and under will have to be accompanied by an adult in National Harbor beginning at 5 p.m. this weekend under the order issued by County Executive Angela Alsobrooks.
We're not only doing this to protect National Harbor's businesses, residents, visitors, and the general public, but we're also acting proactively, working to protect the county's children.
As many as 800 teens may have been involved in fighting, looting, and drug use there last weekend.
We both said, what in the heck is going on?
Pat Mitchell and her husband watched from their apartment building there.
The police department is not a babysitter, not a babysitting organization, and neither is National Harbor, a place where you can just drop your kids off unattended.
At National Harbor, John Dome in WTOP News.
3:06 Friday morning, they were made for policing, but don't operate a patrol car. Montgomery County's drones, as first responders continue to clock in to work quickly, as we hear from WTOP's Kay Bryan.
Out of 541 calls for service between October and April 24th, Montgomery County's two drones as first responders have arrived before officers 382 times, and they have an average overall arrival time of just over 1 minute.
When someone calls 911, we can hear them talking to the 911 call taker, and that allows us to send the drone faster.
Montgomery County Police Captain Jason Coquinos, Director of Special Operations with the department.
The real-time information to the officers on the ground when they are responding has proven to be very valuable for decision-making.
Montgomery County Executive Mark Elrich has proposed adding more than $773,000 to expand the program in his budget plan. That budget is currently under consideration by the County Council. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
WTOP at 3:07. The 7 World Kitchen workers killed in Gaza were remembered this week in a celebration of life at Washington National Cathedral.
When we are weary and in need of strength, we remember them.
In an interfaith celebration of the 7 aid workers who died in an Israeli airstrike on their convoy, they were remembered as light in the darkness by World Central Kitchen founder Jose Andres.
We will honor their names. We will remember the life they lived.
Hundreds attended the celebration.
And when great souls die,
which was also streamed for the public to take part, Cardinal Wilton Gregory offered a prayer pointing out the good example set by the 7 who died.
Safe. John, Jacob, Saumi, Jim, James, Damien.
Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Good Friday morning, April 26, 2024. Welcome into WTOP. Thanks for starting your early morning with us at 3:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Driving and weather on the 8th. Good morning to Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center this early morning.
On westbound 66 over by the ramp to Route 50, that accident has been cleared. All lanes are now open. There was also some road work on westbound 66 approaching Route 50 out in Fair Oaks over on the far left side, but it looks like that has been taken care of. And that's no longer in the camera out there, and traffic doesn't appear to be moving by. It's very possible, though, it's sitting over on the far left shoulder because traffic is staying to the far right, but the flashing lights out there have disappeared. Also be aware there's a broken down tractor trailer in westbound 66 right after Route 50, sitting over on the far right shoulder, but lots of flashing lights with responding police units. So again, give them some room. Remember the move over law in Virginia, then eastbound 66 left lane, and then the right lane closures after business 234 Sudley Road in Manassas. More right lane closures on eastbound 66 before Virginia 28 Sudley Road in Centerville. Also in Virginia for the road work on southbound 95 in the area south of Dale Boulevard to Dumfries Road. You got the road work along the far right side at various spots, and this is causing a brief delay between Dale City and Neabsco. The road work over by the Dale City truck rest area. Northbound 95 starting around Plank Road, Virginia 3 in Fredericksburg, heading up to the Rappahannock River. The two right lanes are blocked, and then just the right lane blocked northbound 95 north of Warrenton Road, heading up past Falmouth up to Centerport Parkway. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Get ready for a fantastic Friday, moving back to sunshine for later on this Friday. Right now, skies are partly cloudy and temperatures will be starting out between 40 and 48 degrees. We'll get up to about 62 to 65 degrees. Again, more sunshine expected for today, and then clouds back on Saturday with a chance of showers starting late morning and going into mid-afternoon. We'll have temperatures Saturday between 60 and 65 degrees and in the 80s on Sunday. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Ron Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
We are down a degree to 47 in our nation's capital. Brought to you this time around on WTOP this morning by Long Fence. Save 25% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest financing. Terms and conditions do apply. Check them out. Go to longfence.com. WTOP at 3:10. On WTOP, of course, we bring you money news at 10 and 40 past each hour. Jeff Claybaugh with us Friday morning.
The government's first read on economic growth says it slowed to an annual pace of just 1.6%, sending the markets lower. The Dow finished the day down 375 points. That was a 1% loss. Red Lobster is looking for a buyer. Without one, the seafood chain will file for bankruptcy. Contract signed to buy an existing home in March rose 3.4%, but compared to a year ago, were little changed. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Asian stock markets in the 3 a.m. hour. The Nikkei down by 306 points. The Kospi down 28 points. Actually, let's try that again. Higher across the board. The Nikkei is up 306 points. That's right. The Kospi is up 28 points. The Hang Seng is up 385. And the Shanghai this morning is up almost 36 points. Good morning. Glad you're with us here at WTOP. Time now is 3:11.
Every moment counts if you're at risk or living with lung cancer. And anyone with lungs can get lung cancer. It causes more cancer deaths than breast, colon, and prostate combined. And while there may be moments where you question your next step, through it all, GoTo for Lung Cancer is here for you. We are your community. For screening, treatment, and survivorship support, GoTo is your go-to. Confronting lung cancer starts here. Visit GoTo.org.
Catch your breath. We've got a race for you. Join us for the first ever May the 4th Be With You Star Wars themed edition of Run the Greenway 10K, 5K, and Kids Fun Run on May 4th. Get ready to run with your favorite Star Wars characters and enjoy a fun-filled event for the whole family. May the Force be with you. Register at DulleGreenway.com. That's DulleGreenway.com to learn more and register today.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
This is John Littell, Virginia's Secretary of Health and Human Resources. Every Virginia family should know about the comprehensive end-of-life hospice benefit, usually available at no cost and accessible statewide. To learn more today, go to virginiahospicecare.org.
I am Steve Cohn at Capital Caring Health. As Secretary Littell mentions, hospice care for patients and their families is almost always free, provided by us and seven other nonprofit hospice providers across the state. Learn more at virginiahospicecare.org.
It's Friday, April 26th. Welcome in. If you're just joining us, glad you're with us this morning. We are looking for a mostly sunny, quite nice day today. A little chilly in parts of the area, high anywhere from 62 to 65, maybe 67 in parts of the area, according to Veronica. You're waking up to 44 degrees in Washington right now. I'm Dean Lane. Glad you're starting your morning with us. Welcome in. It's 3:13 on WTOP.
This is WTOP News.
The weekend is indeed here, and we're always looking for new restaurants to try. So how'd you like to sample food from a bunch of new D.C. places all at once? You can actually do that June 1st at Mess Hall in Northeast. Tickets are on sale for an event called New Kitchens on the Block. This morning, WTOP's Dimitri Sotis talks about that and some ways to have fun this coming weekend with Anna Spiegel of Axios D.C.
So early bird tickets just went live for New Kitchens on the Block. It's June 1st at Mess Hall. It's one of my favorite food festivals of the year. They've been doing it for 10 sessions now. They highlight up-and-coming chefs and bartenders or, you know, really established chefs who are opening a new venture. And here you have 8 exciting new restaurant concepts, like a bakery from Moon Rabbit's Kevin Tian and Susan Bay. Lucky Bunch chef Alex McCoy is opening a burrito shop, and so you can taste his burritos before he does that. And there's a new bar from Makedo chef owner Eric Bruner Yang, so you're gonna have some fun cocktails and more.
Where can you get the Wagyu beef cheek sandwich?
Oh yes, so that is from Silver and Sons. They have 2 barbecue trucks currently operating in Bethesda. They're opening a Bethesda restaurant sometime this year.
What if you want to try a couple new places this weekend? What do you recommend?
I'm excited about Sushi by Boo. It's a New York-based omakase restaurant. They just opened a very kind of like hip disco-themed omakase atop of the Citizen Emma Hotel at L'Enfant Plaza. And their whole idea is, you know, it's not cheap, but the idea is to make it not super expensive either. So you get a 12-course menu for $60 or a 17-course upgrade for $100 that includes 5 additional seasonal dishes.
And there's another place we ought to try.
Yeah, Le Grand Boucherie just opened near the White House. It's a 500-seat, so very grand, French restaurant in a 1920s bank building. And fitting for a 500-seat restaurant, they have a very big menu, everything from steaks and shellfish plateaus to caviar and omelets. And they have a few big showstopper dishes, like a $600 whole suckling pig for 8 people that you have to order 2 days in advance.
That sounds incredible, Anna. you know, we talk a lot about Michelin stars that chefs and restaurants earn. How about hotels? It seems that many of our hotels in the city are earning a Michelin award.
Yeah, so Michelin just released its first ever awards for hotels in the U.S. This is something they've been doing globally for a long time. And 7 hotels in D.C. itself made the cut. Like stars, they rank them from 3 keys being the best. We don't have any 3 keys, to 1 key being excellent, to 2 keys, Rosewood in Georgetown and the Jefferson downtown D.C. And then some other great properties, including the Eaton downtown, the Pendry at the Wharf, the Riggs and Penn Quarter, DuPont Circle Hotel, and the Hay Adams downtown all made the cut.
You know, we have these really cool hotels, but we also live here. So I guess there's always the opportunity for a romantic weekend or something to book a hotel room. What other ways can we approach them? We just stop in for a drink, or how do you like to approach these great hotels that we have, even though we're locals?
You know, different hotels have different areas of entry. Like, you know, the Pendry at the Wharf, which is one of the 1 key hotels, has a gorgeous rooftop bar where you can see, you know, Potomac Channel. It's fantastic. Also, one of my personal favorite hacks, not necessarily all these hotels sign up for it, but if you have resort pass, you can go online and get a day pass to a hotel pool, sometimes a spa, sometimes even like a room for a day if you want to just kind of relax, work, things like that. And there's plenty of D.C. hotels on that as well.
Planning your weekend, Anna Spiegel of Axios D.C. talking with our Dimitri Sotis. Let's look at the top stories we're following early Friday morning on WTOP. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations on college campuses continue to grow coast to coast, including locally here at GW University. The Washington Commanders take 2023 Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels from LSU with the 2nd overall pick. Meanwhile, D.C. native Caleb Williams, we hear, is heading to the Windy City. And the U.S. Supreme Court seems skeptical of former President Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity, but the decision's timing is unclear. More in just minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
As the days get warmer, you're breaking out the short sleeves and flip-flops, and Mother Nature's breaking out the thunderstorms. Know what to expect with weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8s on WTOP, Washington's top news.
Right time of the night. You're with WTOP, Van Dean Lane.
Friday morning, April 26th. Thanks for starting the early part of your day with us, where the time now is 3:18 to be exact. Traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, let's check in this morning with Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dean. Starting in Maryland at the Bay Bridge, the eastbound span is shut down for the overnight road work with two-way operations on the westbound span. Earlier delays for those heading to the eastern shore have all cleared up, but not a bad time to go if you're thinking about going to the eastern shore with a very light volume of traffic. And then Mountain Road in Pasadena, Maryland 177 over by B&A Boulevard, the traffic going single file past the work zone again in Anne Arundel County. Howard County, 95 southbound, just south of Patuxent Parkway, you find the left lane blocked. Then as you make your way into Prince George's County, heading to 198, the road work switches over to the two right lanes, but no delays up and down the 95 corridor in Maryland. 198 eastbound between Old Columbia Pike and Riding Stable Road, right around Route 29 in Burtonsville, you find the right lane is blocked. Then as you make your way into Prince George's County on 198, the eastbound direction, you find two right lanes blocked after 197 Laurel Bowie Road in Laurel. Also in Prince George's County, Queens Chapel Road loses the right lane at Carson Circle right outside the district line because of emergency road work. Westbound 200, the intercounty connector, two left lanes closed between 95 past Route 29, not seeing any major delays. Martin Luther King Jr. Highway in Glen Arden in the areas between Greenleaf Road and Barlow Drive. You've got ongoing road resurfacing operations through the overnight hours. Currently the far right lane blocked in both directions, but no major delay. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Clouds have been moving out, and despite the fact that it's going to be a little on the chilly side this morning, it is going to be a fantastic Friday. We've got more sunshine coming our way. So 40 to 48 degrees this morning, about 62 to 65 degrees for Friday afternoon, expecting skies to be mostly sunny. Now on Saturday, we've got mostly cloudy conditions, chance of showers anywhere from 10 a.m. until about 2 p.m. with temperatures topping out in the low to mid 60s throughout the area. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
43 degrees in Hyattsville, 42 Herndon, 47 Foggy Bottom this early 3 a.m. hour Friday morning, April 26th. We are down a couple to 42 in our nation's capital. Brought to you this time around on WTOP Friday morning by Lynn the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted, same-day service, 7 days a week. Check them out. Lynn the Plumber, Heating and Air, coming up this half hour on WTOP.
Three people are dead after several overnight shootings in D.C. I'm Scott Gelman.
Plus,
just how rank is the corpse flower?
Sort of a weird, kind of off, like garbage smell.
I'm Jimmy Alexander.
Okay, I'm ready to record my jewelry store's new radio spot. I got a great script that really goes after diamonds direct and how they're nothing special and how we can match their price. Great stuff.
Oh, great. We have this new technology that bleeps out any false claims, so it saves us time with editing. So you can start anytime.
Okay, here goes. When you visit our jewelry store, we'll guarantee direct. Our diamonds come straight. We have cutters. And, hey, what the?
The hard truth is that other jewelry stores simply can't do what Diamonds Direct can. Diamonds Direct has special relationships with De Beers, international connections, and virtually unlimited buying power. The result is true direct importer pricing, exceptional quality, and up to 30 times the diamond selection you find at other stores.
I can't believe this thing won't let me say...
Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion. Get more truth at DiamondsDirect.com.
And good Friday morning, April 26th. Welcome into WTOP. Glad you're with us this morning. Time now is 3:22.
You're listening to WTOP News.
Here at home, several shootings across D.C. left three people dead, two others injured Wednesday night midweek. WTOP Scott Gelman brings us up to date, telling us police are still searching this morning for suspects in the case and don't believe the shootings are connected.
Over a span of about 2 hours, Wednesday night into Thursday morning, D.C. Police Commander Kevin Kentish says there were three deadly shootings across the city.
There's just way too many guns out.
The first was in Southeast, and the others were in Deanwood and near Petworth. Police say they're putting more officers in some of those neighborhoods.
People have access to these guns, and when they get in these arguments, when they get in these, I guess like you said, disagreements that normally would not be handled in this manner, the first thing people are going to are guns.
Here at police headquarters, Kentish explains at least one of the shootings appears to be targeted. They're still investigating and looking for suspects in all three. Data shows that violent crime is down through the first part of the year, and Kentish says the department is working to crack down to avoid a surge similar to last summer's.
We got to get these guns off the street.
At DC Police Headquarters, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Now, the two people injured in one of the shootings are expected to survive. Another person has been arrested, we hear, for trying to bring a gun apparently on board an airplane in our area. TSA officers stopped a Florida man after he apparently tried to bring a loaded handgun through the security checkpoint at Reagan National on Tuesday. He previously had been caught with the same gun at Pensacola International Airport in 2019. TSA officers took the gun, then gave the man a criminal citation. It is the sixth gun intercepted at Reagan National just this month. It is illegal to bring guns through airport security, and the penalty for doing so can be as high as $15,000. It's back, and it still reeks, if you will. The pride and joy of the U.S. Botanic Garden is in peak bloom. And there are lines of people waiting to take a whiff of the corpse flower, including WTOP's own Jimmy Alexander.
And we are standing here with a 7-foot, 1-inch tall bloom of a corpse flower, Amorphophallus titanum.
Devin Dodson, the United States Botanic Gardens, was there when the corpse flower reached peak bloom.
Instead of like one dead mouse, think of like 20 to 25 all in a pile, and they're hot, and you're standing right on top of them.
The stench of the corpse flower is so rank, it's hard to compare it to just one thing.
It smells sort of like, dead fish, sort of a weird kind of off, like garbage smell.
Stephanie is a 16-year-old tourist, and she came up with the best way to make the experience more bearable.
I refuse to smell it. I'm breathing out of my mouth.
From the Botanic Garden, I'm Jimmy Alexander, WTOP News.
You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
As the days get warmer, you're breaking out the short sleeves and flip-flops, and Mother Nature's breaking out the thunderstorms. Know what to expect with weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8s on WTOP, Washington's top news. Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
WTOP Sports Time, 3:25. Here's Rob Woodfork.
The top of the 2024 NFL draft had a lot of local flavor as Caleb Williams became the first D.C. area native to be selected first overall. His Gonzaga College High School teammate Olu Fashanu went 11th overall to the New York Jets, and his Penn State teammate and Quince Orchard grad Chop Robinson is taking his talents to Miami as the 21st overall pick. But the Commanders made Jaden Daniels the second overall pick and the sixth quarterback in the common draft era selected by Washington in the first round. How's it feel to be the face of the franchise in the nation's capital, Jaden?
I'm very confident. Obviously, it's a new regime there, and, you know, I'm excited just to come in and change the culture and, you know, help the team win in each and every way that I can. Come in, work hard, and we'll see where the course takes itself.
Daniels was one of a record six quarterbacks taken in the first 12 picks, including the stunning selection of Michael Penix Jr. at eighth overall by Atlanta weeks after the